Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and good morning one and all, and welcome back to the FNET Top Level Monday Motivational Call. And we call this the Top Level Monday Motivational Call because we have spoken it out into the atmosphere that we are going to the top this year. I am speaking out total and complete restoration, uncommon favor, and double, triple, quadruple blessings. I'm speaking that over my life, my family's life, and over your life as well. I just believe that this year, everything that has been lost will be recovered. It'll be restored. It'll be recouped. It'll be reinstated. I just believe that. I also believe that lost relationships, lost years, lost money, lost business, lost contracts, anything we've lost over the last 10 years, it will be recovered. I believe it. I receive it. And so it is spoken, it is so. And I want you all to touch your computers, touch your phones, and say this simple sentence with me. My life is restored in Jesus' name. Speak it out. My life is restored in Jesus' name. And that encompasses everything. So when I say lost years and money and all that, that all is encompassed in that one sentence. My life is restored in Jesus' name. I believe if you spoke that simple sentence out, that your life is already in the process of being changed. So it is spoken. It is so. I am Teresa Royale Brown, President of Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, EPNET. And I just want to thank you on behalf of Charles and myself for joining us one more time on our Monday Motivational Call. And we just don't want to take it for granted that you're with us today, because we know every one of us is completely, crazily busy. But we just thank you for taking this time out to get some Monday motivation and get your spirit restored and rejuvenated to start the week. And, you know, Charles and I, we are honoring our commitment. You know, I was looking back over all the calls. When you guys get a chance, I want y'all to go to our website, epnetonline.com, and click on the Monday Motivational box and just look at all those calls that we have done this year. And I was talking to my webmaster the other day, and I said to her, I said, wow, we did this. We did this. We stayed the course, and we have done these calls every single week. And it is a struggle sometimes, guys. I want you to know that. Last week was a struggle. This week is even more of a struggle. But we have committed this to you guys, that we are going to motivate and rejuvenate and get you guys pumped up for the week. And we are honoring our commitment. And we do these calls to jumpstart you, to motivate you, to inspire you, and to give you some substance to stay on course and to stay on track in your business. And so for those of you who do not have a business, we also know that you're on the call as well, and we are just praying that your business is going to come forth this year. So it is spoken. It is so. Now, I know some of you guys have told me over the last week that I'm sounding a little draggy, because as some of you know, I like to do a weekend recap. And as some of you know, we lost a wonderful person last week. We lost an angel on earth, a good friend, a supporter, a sister. But most of all, she really was a friend to all. Michelle Renee Wallace. She suffered a massive stroke last week. And she was buried on Friday, and truly, truly, she was a sweet spirit, just a sweet spirit, and she made an impact on so many lives. And I think probably a couple months ago, I did a Facebook post, and I said something to the effect of, make an impact. It's not about just walking around and doing your business, but you got to make an impact on people. And truly, Michelle made an impact on my life, as well as so many others, as I saw, as I looked over the church on Friday. And as you can imagine, when I heard the news, I didn't believe it. I was shaken to my core. It knocked me down. It knocked me back. It knocked me to my knees. And I just wasn't in a good place all week. And to be honest with you guys, I'm still not in a good place now. But I just, like I spoke on Friday, Charles and I were able to speak some words of comfort at her service. And just like I told everybody, you know, I was a mess all week. But Thursday night, I just started feeling a sense of peace and a sense of joy because we are going to see Lady Michelle again. She is not dead. She is alive. She lives on in our hearts, and she's living on in the heavens above. And I know she is not worried about anything that's happening down here. So we need to rejoice and be glad for the time that we did have with her. So to her family, once again, we want to offer our deepest condolences to her young child. Many of you saw Lady Princess Gabrielle last year. We gave her one of our scholarships. And although I am still very, very sad, I'm also joyful because I know that she is in a better place. So we thank God for her life. We thank God for her impact. And we thank God for her sweet spirit that lives on. So I say to you all today, make sure that you're making an impact. Make an impact on other people's lives. People are watching you. People need you. So make sure that you are doing that on a daily basis. And then on a brighter note, yesterday I was able to spend a little time in Newark, New Jersey. I don't even think I put anything on Facebook because I was in Newark all day at an event. And I enjoyed myself at that event immensely, and I will be sharing more about that later. Not today, but I will be sharing more about that maybe in the next week or two, what have transpired at that event that I was at. But it did take my mind off of the sadness that I had been feeling all week, and I'm glad that I did take that opportunity to go up to Newark, New Jersey. And so today, we are back. We are back here with you on our Monday Motivational Call. So that was my weekend recap, and we just appreciate you guys so much, and we love doing these calls because we know that it not only helps a lot of you, it helps us as well. And so I'm pleased today to tell you that one more time, he is back. I know y'all can't believe it. This is like 4 or 5 weeks in a row that he is back with me this morning, and I want to introduce to some and present to others my awesome husband,
Charles Brown, Vice President, Entrepreneurs and Professional Network, EPNET. Once again, good morning to everyone and welcome to the call, the Monday Motivational Call. And we are just ready to get started with the week. The sun is shining outside, everybody. The sun is shining. And once again, we'd like to thank you all for being with us. You could have been anywhere else doing anything else this morning. And we just really appreciate you all being on with us this morning. And like Teresa said, we've had a few things happen over the past week that were kind of somber. We've had to go through a few things. But when it's all said and done, we know that God is still good and he's still sitting on the throne.
Yes.
So we just want to come forth at the beginning of this call and at the beginning of every experience that we do in EPNET and just go into a word of prayer and give thanks for this day and everything that he has just blessed us with. So if you can, please bow with us. If you're in the car, just pray with us in spirit. Definitely keep your eyes open as we go before the throne. Father in heaven, we just come to you this morning giving you thanks. We thank you just for allowing us to rise up and see yet another day that we have never seen before. We just thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for everyone that's on the call right now. And we just lift up their businesses, their families, their personal lives, their bodies, if there's a place for healing. Just lift all those things up to you and lay them on the altar. And just know that wherever there is a need, that need is already done. It's already taken care of.
Yeah.
Before we've even brought it to you, you've already known what that need was, and you've already gotten the answer. And we just thank you for being who you are this morning. Many blessings from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet, everyone that's on this call. We just lift up the Wallace and Edwards family this morning as they grieve today and just ask that you be with them. Touch their hearts, touch their minds right where they are, and continue to bless their family. Restoration, restoration, restoration is the word for today. Father, we just lift these things up to you in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Yes, and I see we do have some new people on the call this morning, and a lot of times when we have new people on the call, or when we run into new people at the different networking events or the ball now, the question always comes up, well, exactly who is EBNET and what do you do?
EBNET is a business building organization, and we specialize in bringing businesses together by building relationships. Now, I say that every single week, and even at Michelle's funeral, we had a little bright spot because I looked over the crowd of people that were there, and I said, y'all remember Michelle? She used to network all the time, and they all chuckled because she did. And what did she do? She built relationships. And that's what it's all about, guys. You got to build relationships. And I'm so glad that we were able to pour into her life, and that was one of the things that she did well. She built relationships. And that's what EBNET's all about, building relationships. You come to our events, and, well, actually, I'm sorry, not events. You come to our experiences, and you meet people, and you build relationships. It's not about passing out cards. It's not about just, you know, robo going around the room. My name is. It's about building genuine, solid relationships. And that is how your business is going to grow. If you build relationships with people, they will eventually start to like you. They will start to trust you. And when you like people and you trust them, you want to do business with them, right?
Exactly.
So that is what it's all about. And we don't just talk about recognizing entrepreneurs. We do it. And we do that through our EBNET Legacy Awards Ball, where we honor 12 to 14 entrepreneurs who are leaving a living legacy. And this is our ninth year building relationships and building the EBNET legacy. And we invite you, this is our ninth year, like I said, we invite you.
9 years already.
I know, to come to at least one of our EBNET experiences so you can grow your business and your bottom line.
Mm-hmm. And continue to build those business relationships also. Because when I actually thought about last week and how much everything just really affected both of us in regards to Michelle, it's like, you know what, we really don't just do this for business. It really is a relationship. And I'd actually mentioned how much Teresa and Michelle were literally almost like sisters. And when you do business with us, it's really not about making money and everything. We build that relationship. As you know, we pray for you guys. And times like these, of course, we need your prayers too. So definitely keep us lifted up.
Yeah.
Now, we do these calls for a particular reason. And it's not just the motivational part, but as Teresa mentioned earlier, we do these calls to uplift, motivate, and inspire entrepreneurs, because a lot of times many of us who work for ourselves, you know, sometimes it can feel like, you know what, I am out here on my own, I'm doing this by myself, nothing's going the way that I thought it was going to. You might be sitting there looking at that business plan you put together back in January and like, you know what, none of this stuff has come forth yet, and it can get frustrating. So very important to know that other people are in your corner to help motivate, uplift, and just keep you going. Because although you may not see the results yet, they are right around the corner and they are on their way. And there are a lot of you out there like myself wherein you have your own business, but at the same time you work full-time. So you're burning the candles at both ends. And then there are some of you like Teresa who are full-time entrepreneurs, and every day you're up and you're on your grind. So really important to know somebody's right there with you, working with you, and in your corner whenever you need us.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, over the years we have met some great folks, and, you know, EBNET really is about those business relationships and connections. And that's why Michelle's death affected me so deeply, because Michelle has been with us for 7 years. That's a long time to have somebody be there and then just be snatched away in the blink of an eye. So, again, like I said earlier, make sure that every day you are making an impact, on someone else's life. It's not about you. It's about making an impact and helping someone else along the way. So I didn't say it earlier, but once again, Lady Michelle, we miss you. We love you. Rest in peace. All right, guys. So I think it's time for us to get some rejuvenation, because I'm still a little low on my spirit. So I want you guys to help me today as we go through our affirmation. It's time for our affirmation. So I need everybody, wherever you are today, I know I ask you guys to do this every week, but for me, today, I need you guys to stand up. If you can, wherever you are, except if you're driving, because I know a couple of you just sent me text messages and said that you're driving. If you're driving, keep your eyes on the road. I don't want nothing happening to y'all, okay? But please, please, if you can, stand it on up and help us do our affirmation today. Let me see who's on the call today. I know we have some folks on the call. I see Brother Sean Randleman, all the way from New York City, is on the call this morning.
Did you say we got some people texting and driving?
I know. Somebody just texting and driving. I ain't going to say who it is. I ain't going to call you out. Lady Coletta Orr is on the call this morning.
Coletta
Good to see
Orr.
You. Lady Coletta. Emmy Vickers is on the call. Our fellow elite member, Lady Emmy Vickers, is on the call.
Sister Emmy.
Good to see you. Sharon Bullock is on the call. And she's back, you guys. Lady Sylvia Henderson.
Uh-oh.
She's back. She hasn't been on the call in a while. She's back. Yay. Lady Sylvia, woohoo, is on the call. Everybody, please stand up. Stand up. Caritha Crawford, another fellow elite member. Caritha Crawford, good to see you on the call this morning. I can't shout everybody out because we got quite a few folks on the call today, but I did want to say hello, hello. Thank you for being on. Rosetta Thompson, fellow elite member Rosetta Thompson. We got a lot of elite members on the call today. Good
that's
to see
what
you
I'm
guys.
About.
We support each other, and that's what it's all about. Kalima Matthews is on the call.
It's Kalima.
Kalima, woohoo. Yolanda Everett Wilson, good to see you on the call. Glad to see so many of you on. We appreciate you. We just really, 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 this is why we do what we do. This is why we get up on every Monday so we can help, motivate, and inspire you. But today I need you guys helping and motivating and inspire me because, like I said, I'm still a little low in my spirit, and I'm going to need you guys to really pump me up today. Brother Lee Williams is on the call. Brother Lee.
Brother Lee is on.
Good to see you. Good to see you. All right. So, everybody, we need you to stand up, except for Tia Tenacious, because I see Tia's on the call. She can't stand up. She's at work, y'all. But she's going to shake her leg and repeat this affirmation after us. You ready, Charles?
I'm ready. And we're going to say it nice and loud like you just know your business is going to blow up this week. Whatever your goals are for this week, we're touching and agreeing with you. It is about to happen.
All right. Let's speak it out loud and proud. Okay, guys? Now, I hope y'all standing up so I can feel that energy projecting back out to me so we can get this affirmation out and really speak it into the atmosphere who we are. So let's go, Charles.
I am
an entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur. I am.
I am dynamic.
Dynamic. I am.
I am courageous.
Courageous. I am.
I am outstanding.
Outstanding. I am.
I am amazing.
Amazing.
All right, I didn't even sound like I was amazing today, right? I'm trying to do better, y'all. Come on, y'all. Y'all help me get my energy pumped up. I see my girl, Lady Victoria Cooper's on the call. Lady Victoria, I need you to help me today. Say that I am amazing because today I'm feeling a little low. But I'm going to try to get this amazing out. So that you can feel it all the way down to Orlando and that Sean can feel it all the way up in New York. So we're going to say that one more again.
I am.
I am amazing.
Amazing.
Did y'all feel it? Did you feel it, Sharon? Sharon Bullock, did you feel it? Did you feel it in Silver Spring? Did you feel it in New York? Did you feel it in Orlando? I see somebody is from Denver on the call. Did you feel it in Denver?
Denver, Colorado.
Oh, I am amazing. That's what you got to say. Look in the mirror and say that at least once a day. I am amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I am.
I am consistent.
Consistent. I am.
I am remarkable.
Remarkable. I am.
And I am blessed.
Blessed.
And highly.
Highly.
Favored.
Favored.
Mm.
I am.
And I am taking my business to the top.
Taking my business to the top.
Do you believe it?
I believe it.
Do you really believe it, y'all?
Yes.
All right, everybody on the call, if you believe that, high five yourself, high five the phone, high five somebody with you, high five the desk, Tia Tenacious, high five something, and say these words. I am taking my business to the top.
I'm taking my business to the top.
All right, woo-hoo.
And you don't ask for it. I'm just going to take it. I'm going to take it to the top.
That's right.
Tell me, I'm just take my business to the top.
All right, all
We're
right.
We're going to do it. And as we take our business to the top and just take our rightful roles as far as who we are, we're going to turn around, reach back, grab somebody's hand, and make sure we help somebody take their business to the top, too.
Yes. And we speak out this affirmation before each and every FNET experience because we believe if you keep speaking out a specific thing into the atmosphere about your life, your family, your business, that it will come to pass. Not it might come to pass, not it may come to pass. It will come to pass. Therefore, you got to speak life, speak positive, speak good things, and watch your life, your family, your business, and your circumstances change and change for the better.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. And for those who may not have been on the call with us last week we had FNET Elite member Michelle Wiseman on with us, and her topic was anointed and appointed words of encouragement. And we were truly blessed by her last week. Words of encouragement just really inspired us and had us ready to just get up and go and fulfill the week. And we actually got a double dose because last Saturday, she and I presented a seminar in the South Bowie Library, and we will be doing it again for those who may have missed it, but just some very, very important information just in regards to taking care of your family financially when it comes to things like life insurance. And she actually spoke on the pre-planning part, and these are the things that are kind of like taboo in a lot of our families. We really don't like to talk about them, but these are the reasons why. Anybody ever seen those families where somebody passes away, then all of a sudden everybody's fussing and fighting and arguing back and forth and stuff like that? She really helps you not have to worry about those things because it's all about communication beforehand.
Yeah.
So if you did not get her information, feel free to go to the website, fnetonline.com. Go to the morning motivational calls and listen to the call from last week. You can also get her information from that. And in case you don't know the spelling, that is E-P-N-E-T-O-N-L-I-N-E, fnetonline.com. It will bless you.
All right, yes, yes. We were blessed by Lady Michelle, so make sure that you check out those replays. Now, right now, I need everybody to get out a piece of paper, pen, your notepads, your iPad, your notebooks, all y'all stuff. I'm still old school, so I just take out a piece of paper and a pen. But we get ready to take some notes because we have a special guest who's about to join us on the call today. It is none other than Dr. Marcus Tappan, and he is the president of the Center for Cosmetic and Comprehensive Dental Care, located in downtown Silver Spring, where he has been improving smiles for over 20 years. And Dr. Tappan, I will say, is my personal dentist, and I have been going to him for years, and he is absolutely phenomenal. He's also going to be one of our legacy awardees this year, in case you did not know. And we are just so pleased that he is joining us today. Dr. Tappan is also one of our elite members, and we are just so honored that he is on the call with us today. And his topic today is goals. Goals. Without them, you have nothing. So, without further ado, Dr. Tappan, are you on the call?
I hope I am.
Dr. T, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm blessed, and after listening to you all this morning, I definitely realize that I'm totally blessed. I'm highly favored. I have a wonderful future, and I'm just excited to be here this morning.
All right. Well, Dr. Tappan, the floor is yours. We are excited to jump right into your topic on goals.
Well, good enough. I won't keep you guys too long because this is basic information, but I did want to come this morning and just kind of give you some ideas about how you can change your life and change where you are, change from where you are to where you're trying to go. after listening to you talk about your friend, I didn't know her, but my blessings go out to her and her family. And one of the things, Teresa, that I want to talk to you about as far as being able to motivate yourself, I know you said that you were a little down, and we all get down at times, but the things that we have to do is concentrate on our future. Yeah. And the way we concentrate on our future is by going through our goals. And we have to look at our goals, and we have to get them on paper, and we have to do them regularly. The first thing that I want to discuss with you all is exactly what is a goal. A goal is really a dream that you put into a vision, and that vision is now written down on paper. It's time-binded, it's prioritized, and it's put in a way that we can look at it frequently and we can concentrate on making it happen. In order to go from where we are to where we want to be, to get what we want to do what we want to do, to be what we want to be, and to have what we want to have to have a goal. Everyone listening to this call has had some type of goal at some type of time. And if you realize, like, where your goals have gotten you and where they haven't gotten you, you start to come up with an idea or a plan as to what it is that you need to be able to do. First of all, let me just define a little bit more about goals. Goals mean that you're going somewhere. You have a direction. Goals are like a map. I'm going to tell you a little story. I was talking to this guy recently, and he asked me, I said, do you have a written down plan of what you want to do being half? He said, well, no, I don't have it in writing. I keep it in my head. So I told him a story. I said, say someone has $1 million that has your name on it. There's a check for you, but it's sitting in Los Angeles. In order for you to get this $1 million, you have to go from where you are now, Washington, D.C., to Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. He said, yeah, I could do that. I said, but here's the kicker. They're only going to tell you one time how to get there. They're going to give you directions. You're not going to be allowed to take a map with you, but you are going to be able to go. They're going to tell you a street and an address. You're not going to be able to Google it, but you will be able to go there, and you have to get this $1 million. And you have to do it, say, in about a week. They're going to give you a week to go get it. He said, yeah, that's not difficult. I said, would you keep that map in your head, or would you write it down? He said, well, yeah, the first thing I'd do is write down directions. I said, right. What would be the second thing? He said, the second thing I would do is I would look at it often so I'd make sure that I was on the right track. I said, what would be the third thing? He said, the third thing I'd do is I would make sure that I'm getting there in the time frame that I got to get this $1 million, because if I get there too late, I might miss out on the opportunity. Mm-hmm. I said, there you go. In order to get what you want to be what you want to be, to get what you want to have, in order to reach your goals, you have to have your goals on paper. You can't keep your goals in your head. Once you put your goals on paper, you solidify where you're going and what you're doing. I talk about a formula. I talk about the 4 F's, and I'm going to talk to you about that in just a second. But the main thing with this formula, there are 4 F's that I talk about. I even wrote about it in my book. The first thing is fear. The second thing is focus. Third thing is frequency, and the fourth thing is faith. You've got to have this formula in order to get to where you're going. Now, when I talk about fear, I don't want to talk about being afraid to do something. I want to talk about not being afraid to do something. Most of us have some type of fear. In this particular instance, what we're talking about is the fear of failure. That's the reason why most people don't write their goals down, because they really don't think that they can succeed. But you have got to put it in your mind that no matter what, you can make this happen. And if you don't believe it, look back over your life. Look back to where you were and where you are now. Look back to how you've overcome obstacles and how you've gotten around roadblocks and how you've gotten over certain things that stood in your way. You're more now than where you used to be. And you've done things that you didn't even know you could do based upon the fact that you tried it. So the first thing we have to do when we're writing down our goals, we got to start to think about this formula. Before we even put anything on paper, we want to think about this formula. And as I said, the first thing is fear. You have to deal with this fear. Why aren't you writing your goals down? Why don't you have them on paper? Mm-hmm. Second thing is focus. And when I say focus, I start to talk about clarity. At this point in time, you have to take your vision and you have to make it plain. Just like the Bible says, it's in Habakkuk. If you guys don't believe me, just read the Bible.
Sure.
And that's another thing I like about FNET. You guys are a Christian-based organization that you're working through the Word of God to allow people to understand how they can reach their full potential.
Amen.
You're working through God to show people that with God all things are possible.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back now. I'm going to deal with this formula. I don't know how much time I have, so Teresa, you're going to have to let me know. You got 5 minutes, you got 6 minutes.
Okay.
I got patients sitting in the chair, and one of them, I told, hey, I got to do this call.
Oh, Lord. I forgot you do have patients on the team. Okay, go ahead.
Like, Doc, go do what you got to do.
Okay.
So, we've gone through fear. The second thing is focus. When you focus, we talk about clarity. When you want to do something, you have to know exactly what you want to do, and then you start to realize, well, how am I going to do this? And knowing what you want to do, you have to put details on your vision. You have to put details on your thoughts behind it. Because first you have a thought, then you have a vision. Those thoughts are your imaginations. You have to think about what you want. Thoughts are things. If any of you have read the book, The Secret, you know thoughts are things. What you think about, you bring about. As a man thinketh, so he is. Again, we're going back biblical again.
That's right.
This is all old stuff. This isn't new stuff.
Nope.
You know? Goals are not new. Success is not new. But see, successful people do things in a certain way. If you do what they do, then guess what? You're going to get what they got. Remember that. Y'all can write that one down. If you do what they do, you're going to get what they got. It's automatic.
Yeah.
It's like making a cake. You put a little flour in, you put a little butter, put some eggs in, you mix it up. It comes out a certain way. But if you don't use that recipe, if you don't use that formula, then guess what? You may not have a cake. You may have something. I don't know what you want to call it, but nobody might not want to eat it.
I know that's right.
So use the formula. We talked about fear. We talked about focus. Again, before you start to get into your imagination, think about it in detail. What the bricks in the house look like. If you want a new house, what the car looks like. Go drive a new car. Smell that leather. Put your hands on the steering wheel. Take it out for a test drive. It doesn't matter if you can afford it or not afford it. Right now, all you're trying to do is cement this thing into your head as this is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And with this formula, I'm going to get there. So we talked about fear. We talked about focus and clarity. Next thing we want to talk about is frequency. Just like I told that guy about the story trying to get to L.A. to get that $1 million. You wouldn't just have a map and put it in your glove compartment and say, let's go. You're going to look at that thing often so you know you're on the right track.
Amen.
And there's nothing wrong with making a wrong turn. You just turn around and get back on the road. Frequency means that you're checking your goals often. You've written them down. You prioritize them. You put them in an achievable order. Then you start to look at it often. Here's the kicker. The more often you look at it, the faster it's going to come. Everybody writes their goals down on New Year's. They go through this whole New Year resolution thing. Statistics say that after about 3 weeks, people aren't even looking at them anymore. But see, New Year's is a time to start over. But I'm going to tell you something. You can start over today. You can start over at any point in time. You can make your New Year's right now, right here. You can hang up this phone and start writing down things and start to look at it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let's talk about faith for a minute. Without faith, there is no goal. So you can't do this stuff on your own. You have to rely on the power of God in you to make things happen. Once you believe and have this faith in God, and God will put this faith in you because it's a relationship. You guys talked about relationships here and success building and relationships. First thing you need to do is have a relationship with God.
Yes,
once you have that relationship, then you start to adapt into his power. He gives us the power to be able to do, be, and have based upon the things that he said that he would do for us. He said he'd give us the desires of our heart. Beloved, above all things, I wish that you may prosper and be in good health. He can't make it no plainer than that. He can't make it any simpler than that. So knowing that God wants us to prosper, knowing that he will give us the desires of our heart, based upon our soul prospering, which means we need to work within his guidelines, there is no stopping. You can reach your full potential. You can reach your maximum potential. You can have an impact. See, God wants us to live life and live it what? Teresa, go ahead. You know it.
More abundantly.
More abundantly. He
yeah.
wants us to live our lives, but he don't want us to be mediocre.
Right.
He don't want us to be status quo. He wants us to stand out and then turn around and say, yes, I did this through the power of God and the power of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. That's all he wants. It's simple. This stuff is not rocket science, but it is a science. It is a study, and it's a study of deliberate intent. When I talk about deliberate intent, let me explain something to you here. Deliberate intent means that you deliberately intend to do something. And once you deliberately intend to do something, it's a plan. Once you get that plan, you put it down on paper. You prioritize it. You do first things first. Don't jump to number three when you haven't even done number one. Do first things first. And then make progress. And here's the other kicker. Reward yourself. Minimal progress, minimal reward. Maximal progress, go ahead and enjoy yourself. Whatever your reward may be. It may be going to a movie. It may be watching a game. It may be seeing something else on TV or going out with a spouse or your kids. It may be a whole lot of things, but you have to find out what you like. Use that as a reward to pump yourself up. Don't give yourself the reward first. You haven't done anything. Write your goals down, put them in priority, put them in an orderly form, and then put an action plan on it. You have to have a plan. Again, Habakkuk, write the vision down so that he who reads it can what? Run with it. Though it tarry, wait on it. This is simple stuff, guys. We're going way back, thousands and thousands of years. Without a goal, the people perished. So, like I said, without goals, what else is there? That's it. You have to have goals. You have to have action plans. You have to move in a certain direction. And little tickers to it are reward yourself for your movement. Pat yourself on the back. Eat a certain food. Go out to a movie. Whatever. Take some time off. Do nothing. Sleep in late. But if you haven't done what you're supposed to do, why are you sleeping? Other people are succeeding. While you watching TV, other people are making money. While you got to see every game that's being played on Sunday all day, other people are doing what? Making money and becoming successful. So you have to start to limit yourself. You have to start to put these restraints in order. And we have to do them ourselves. We're adults. Nobody's going to do this for us. We have to do them ourselves. And once we do this, we will reap what we sow. We will see the success of our labor. Let me talk to you a little bit about your friend. Again, I don't know how much time I have. But let me talk to you about...
5 more minutes. About 5 more minutes.
Okay. This is getting away from goals, but it is a part of it too. When we think about where we are and where we're trying to go, we have to live in the moment. Not to say we can't learn from the past. We have people in our lives that have touched us. We have to look at the positive things that they did, and we have to concentrate on that. Their death is always going to be a hardship for us, especially people that we love, our family, our friends. But we always have to go back to the good, and we have to let that good motivate us to do things that they were doing that made us happy, to honor their name. I was talking to somebody and they were like, I don't like Christmas anymore because my father died on Christmas. I'm like, that's an automatic day that you should be celebrating your father. You should look forward to Christmas every Christmas because that's the day your father died. And you should be ready to just lift him up and glorify him and look at his pictures and don't be hurt by it. Be glad that you had them in your life. Be excited that they were there, because we all going to leave here. Ain't nobody going to get out of this alive. So we have to start to look at death as what we can learn from death and take into our future. Because, see, we can't go backwards. All we can do is learn from the past. That's why they call the present a gift. Because all we have is the here and now. And if we squander this gift based upon other things that we're either doing or not doing, then we will waste our lives. And time will pass us by, and we will live in that area called regret. We don't want to be there. We don't want to have regrets.
Yeah.
We want to live life and live life more abundantly. We want to be excited about what we're doing. We want to live out our full potential. We want to leave a legacy for our children and our family. And then we want to plan on the future. Let me explain to you about this. The future to me is just God. Future and faith go, they hand in hand to me. Because I'm planning on a better situation. I'm using my faith in God to know that my future is going to be brighter. To know that each day is going to be better and better and better. And I'm going to make it better because I'm living in deliberate intent. I'm planning on it to be better. I'm planning to have an impact. I'm planning to look at each day with my glass half full, not half empty. I refuse. I have a choice. We all got choices.
Yeah.
Choose the one that's better for you. No one makes this choice of like, I really want to be poor. I really want to be sad. I really want to be depressed. Change it. You have a choice. I know it's difficult, and I know I sound kind of flippant here, like, oh, just go ahead and do it. But to be honest with you, it's just a matter of changing your mind. And within an instant, you can be motivated, you can be moved, and you can get to a better place. Don't live in the past. Learn from the past. Don't squander your gifts. Learn how to use those gifts and learn how to use them right here in the here and now because time is ticking. And there are a lot of people that were with us that are no longer here. We're not going to be here forever. We got to work while the sun shines. And then sometimes we got to work in the dark. We just got to keep it moving. We cannot afford to stop. We cannot afford to slow down. Like I told you guys, the only time you should be slowing down is when you're living in that reward. You did what you had to do. You're going to pat yourself on the back. You're going to take the vacation. You're going to go out to a movie. But you're going to do it through what? Deliberate intent. And always remember, it's not where you are now, it's where you're going. It's not where you are now, it's where you're going. Focus on where you want to be, what you want to do, what you want to have. Please don't spend a lot of time focusing on where you are. I know it's hard. Again, I'm making this stuff sound simple, but it is a little difficult. But it's the mind thing. It's the whole thinking process. You have to think about it. You have to write it down, and you have to look at it. You have to have focus and frequency. You have to let go of the fear, and you have to embrace the faith that you can have this. You can do this. You see other people doing it. That's how they do it. That's how they do it. They live through a formula. They live through deliberate intent. Do what they do. You'll get what they got. Do I need to say any more, Ms.
No.
And Mr. Charles Brown.
Whoa, Dr. Jenkins. Oh, my God.
This is how long ago I knew her, before she got married.
I know, that's right. Dr. Tabitha, I've known him for, oh, my God, 10 years, 11 years, but a long time. Dr.
Yeah.
Tabitha, I'm over here crying. I got tears streaming down my face, and I'm trying to compose myself because you just spoke a word. You just spoke a word to my spirit, and you don't even realize it. Thank you.
I'm glad
so
able to, and
thank
you
so
much. I can be reached at my office, or you know, if people need a word. I enjoy motivating people. When I motivate you, I'm basically talking to myself. When I write a book, I'm writing the book for me. I just want you to benefit off of it.
Wow.
So this is information for me. You may think I'm talking to you, but I'm basically talking to myself. I'm just allowing you to hear what I'm saying so that you can benefit from the conversation also.
Wow, that's happening.
I enjoy pushing myself. I enjoy pushing other people. I'm a goals proponent. Like I said, without goals, what else is there? Without a plan, what else is there?
Yeah.
You're just out here. You know, we're not afraid to do other things. Let's not be afraid to write our goals down. Let's not be afraid to spend time on them. Let's not be afraid to do the research that it takes to find groups, people, resources that are going to help us, like Evnet. You guys are wonderful. I thank God for you because you're wonderful, and you are allowing me to my full potential.
Yes. Now, Dr. Tappan, before you go, I know you were talking about goals, but tell people how they can reach you. Give us your website. Give us all your information. So everybody, make sure y'all got a pen and piece of paper to write Dr. Tappan's information down.
I can be reached at my website is drtappan.com. My email is drtappan@verizon.net. Now, I am making a conscious effort. My goal, y'all heard me say it, my goal is to knock these emails out a little bit faster because I'm a little slow with them, as Teresa can tell you.
Yes.
But getting better. I'm going to reward myself. I'm going to reward myself for getting better. But my office phone number, too, if I do dentistry, I'm a cosmetic dentist. My goal is to make people smile. Whether I'm making you smile through dental work or getting you out of pain or helping you to smile by accomplishing your goals, that's what I do. And I will be, my goal is to have my book ready and published so that you guys can read about this information that I have been blessed to receive from the countless individuals who have gone before me and studied this whole success thing and realized this formula of how you want to do it. It'll be in the book, and it's called What Do You Want to Be When You Grow Up? The Ultimate Action Plan to Get You There.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, not hopefully, October 25th, I'm putting it out there. We'll have the workbook. You can read it. You can write in it. And we can work together on becoming more successful people.
Wow. Dr. Tappan, Dr. T, you are amazing. You are absolutely amazing. I am awestruck over here. You truly spoke a word. Ooh, to my spirit. Charles, you got anything that you want to add?
I don't have any questions or anything, but I definitely am agreeing with everything that Dr. Tappan was saying, especially in regards to the goals and putting together your plans and everything like that, because we know that when people fail to plan, they actually plan to fail. So it's very important to get those goals in there and actually follow them exactly the way that you were saying. So I'm actually blessed this morning myself, and in regards to everything else you're talking about, too.
Wow.
Whenever you want me to do a workshop on it, Teresa,
yes,
let me know. We'll set up a workshop, and I'd like to use Epnet as a support group so we can look over each other's goals and we can help each other be supported, because that's part of the issue, too, that I did not mention, is that we need to be able to support each other in this endeavor.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have people that can serve as a safety net for you, and you got people that's looking at you like, hey, you said you were going to do this. Did you do it? You know, where are you with it? It's much easier to succeed. That's a part of the formula, too, that I didn't get a chance, guys, to get into all of this, but that's part of the formula also.
Yeah, I was actually going to say that I'm going to be talking to you about that, Dr. T.
Okay.
Because
all right. I'm going to have some fun.
Okay, go ahead, but I got some real quick.
I have policy on my phone in the back.
Real quick, I got some inbox messages. People want to hear more about this gold piece, so I'll be in touch. We're going to definitely set up a workshop if you're up for it.
I'm down.
All right.
Bye, Ann.
Okay, thanks, Dr. T. I know you got to run. We appreciate you.
God bless, and again, special prayers out to your friend in there and her family, and love you guys, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Love you, too. Take care.
A wonderful day. Just make it happen. You got a choice. Make it happen.
Yeah.
All right. Take care.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Take care, Dr. T. Whoa. Dr. Tappan. Wow. I know I'm still getting text messages and inbox messages from some of you guys. Were y'all blessed by that? Oh, my goodness gracious, Lord Jesus. That man blessed my soul. Charles, oh, my God. I was sitting over here, just tears just coming down my eyes. I'm like, Lord have mercy, this man is speaking a word to my spirit. Wow. I don't even know what else to say except for wow, that was amazing. I want y'all to make sure that y'all listen to that replay as soon as possible. I'm going to get that replay up because that is one that we need to all listen to again and again and again. That was phenomenal. Wow. And I got to give credit where credit is due. Dr. Tappan is a dentist, but you see he is multifaceted. That is amazing. My elite members on the call, elite members on the call, I am going to be, we're going to have our elite members retreat soon. And part of that retreat, I'm going to have Dr. Tappan finish up on that gold piece, and then we'll actually release it out to the whole group. But elite members, you guys will be blessed first by hearing a little bit more from Dr. Tappan on that gold piece. So stay tuned for that. But we are excited. Wow, I had no idea that he, you know, got into that much with the goal setting and the goal piece. So I'm excited about that, and he truly spoke a word. So elite members, you guys will definitely be blessed by that first. All right. I don't even know what else to say. Charles, you want to jump in, say something real fast?
I was actually going to say, it actually reminded me of when we're doing the secret sauce of networking, and one of the tips is you never know who people are.
You never know who people are.
That's
a relationship that I cultivated like 10, 11 years ago, and I'm so glad he once again. You do business with people that you know, like, and trust. He was a referral. I went to him, liked him immediately, and have been going to him for the last 10, 11 years. I done turned Charles on to him. I done turned my father on to him. We done turned two other people on to him just recently. So it's all of, that's what it's about, y'all. That's what it's about, is building those relationships and referring people that you know, like, and trust. And that's exactly what we have done with Dr. Tappan. So make sure that you get his information down. Make sure that you get in contact with him, even if you're not going to him for dentistry. If you want to just talk to him about goal setting, y'all heard him. Y'all on the call, y'all got it there. Y'all got the information first. He will talk to you guys and help y'all with y'all goal setting. So he is amazing. That was good information. I needed that. That just put a quickening in my spirit. I'm starting to feel a little bit better now. I'm glad that we had him on today, because I'm going to tell y'all a little secret. See, this is for people who stay to the end of the call. Y'all get to hear all the stuff. Tell y'all a little secret. We almost didn't do the call today. We almost didn't do the call. First time ever that Charles and I almost did not do the call today because I was so low in my spirit because of Michelle. And, you know, Dr. Tappan is right. We gotta move forward. She wouldn't want us to be wallowing in her death. She would want us to keep rejoicing and giving God praise and moving forward with our goals. So I'm so glad, Charles, that we pressed on ahead and pressed forward and did this call, because you see, this was a blessing. This was a blessing. What were you saying, honey?
I was agreeing with you.
Yeah, so I mean, so you gotta press forward. You gotta move ahead, even when you don't feel like it. That should be a lesson to all of us. And I say this to people all the time: if it's something that you really don't want to do, that's the thing that you should do, because that's the thing that's going to move you ahead. Write that. That's something to write down to. If it's something that you really don't want to do, somebody invites you at the last minute to a networking thing. Somebody invites you at the last minute on a trip. If it's something that you really don't want to do, you got to stretch to do it. That's the thing you got to do, because every time that I stretch and do stuff, I'm blessed. And it was meant for Dr. Tappan to be on this call today. It was meant for him to say what he said, because that spoke a word. I know it spoke a word to you too, Charles. It spoke a word to our spirit. I just got a couple more inbox messages, so I see it spoke a word to some other people as well. So God is truly, truly good. And we're not going to belabor the time. I know we're a little over today, but I'm glad that we let Dr. Tappan have that little extra time, because that was truly food for our spirit. Make sure you grab hold of that word today. Make sure you grab hold and apply it to everything that you're doing. You've got to write the vision to make it plain. This sometimes I don't write everything down that I should. Charles gets on me about that all the time. You've got to write the vision and make it plain. So I am definitely going to listen to this replay again. Make sure that you guys listen to it too. It's going to bless you every time you hear it. We're not going to even give you any announcements today. Just be out, be on the lookout. We're going to have the Epinet Trailblazer News. It's going to come out the second edition this week. We'll have all the announcements in that. Also, the Epinet Legacy Awards Ball coming up. Get your tickets by the end of August. The price will go up by the end of August. But all that will be in the Epinet Trailblazer News this week. So thank you guys for staying, hanging in with, there with us. Most of you guys hung in there. As I tell people, you hang in to the end of the call. You never know what you're going to hear. So I appreciate you guys for hanging in there. And remember, we are Epinet, where we believe in building relationships and increasing your bottom line one relationship at a time. All right, guys. Have a blessed and awesome week. Hold on to this word. The replay will be out hopefully by tomorrow. Listen to this replay, please. This is one you want to listen to again and again because it's going to bless you every single time. Take care. Have a great week.
Have a blessed week.